And here comes the angel saying that there's going to come a man.
而天使在这里却说
going to be born.
有一个人他会诞生。
And it's going to be born through the agency of a virgin.
他会借着童女生下来。
And his name is going to be called Savior.
他的名会称为救主。
Because.
因为。
He will save his people from their sin.
他要救自己的百姓脱离他们的罪。
I like that.
我喜欢这个。
Maybe you're one of those that has no fear. Well, I know that I'm going to walk straight through to the throne of God and say, Hello, God.
或许你是那个没有一点恐惧的人，你会说我会直接走到神的宝座面前跟神说 Hello.
Maybe you are, but I'm not.
或许你是这样子的人，但我不是的。
That's why I got very happy when I found out there was somebody.
这就是为什么当我发现有一位的时候，我非常高兴。
That could do something about it.
那一位他能够来处理我的罪。
Someone came into our earth.
有一位来到了我们的世界。
That could resolve the most terrible question that ever existed.
能够解决有史以来存在最可怕的问题。
How to get rid of sin.
怎么样把罪除掉。
He was going to do it.
他会做。
He did not say he's going to help us do it.
他没有说他要帮忙我们来做。
I want you to note that.
我要你注意这一点。
He didn't say that he's going to be born this day of a Savior and whose name is Helper, and he shall help you save yourself from your sin.
他没有说今天会生下一位救主，他的名字叫做帮助者，他会帮助你去救你脱离你自己的罪。他没有这样说。
I'm glad he didn't.
我很高兴他没有这样说。
If it was, I was going to stand a lot of help.
如果是这样子的话，我会需要很多很多的帮助。
But he didn't say that.
但是他没有这样说。
The angel said he is going to save his people.
天使说他要救他的百姓。
Not from hell.
不是救他们脱离地狱。
Not from the devil.
也不是救他们脱离魔鬼。
From sin.
而是脱离罪。
That's the cause of hell.
这是造成地狱的原因。
That's the cause of the devil.
这就是造成魔鬼的原因，这是造成我们问题
的原因。He was going right to the root of the problem.
他就直接讲到问题的根源。
The problem of all humanity.
所有人类的问题。
He was going right to the root of it.
他就直接讲到根源。
He was going to save us from our sin.
他要救我们，脱离我们的罪。
From means to take us out of it.
这意思就是要使我们离开了那东西。
Separate us from it.
跟我使我们跟罪分开来了。
And so it wouldn't be there.
所以就罪不会再在那里。
He didn't say how.
他没有说要怎么做。
We know now.
我们现在知道。
He's going to give us a new birth.
他要给我们一个新生。
He's going to make us a new creature.
他要使我们成为新造的人。
A creature that had not sinned and would not sin.
这新造的人没有犯过罪，也不会犯罪。
It will be born in our own hearts.
这个会生在我们自己的心中。
And little by little, it's going to separate.
渐渐的会分开来。
And one day,
有一天
，you are going to go straight into the heavenlies.
你会直接进到天上。
With all the angels and your friends welcoming you.
所有的天使还有你的朋友都在欢迎你。
And you're going to leave behind that old man.
你会把你那个旧人抛在背后。
Trouble all your life.
那个旧人是一生都给你惹麻烦的。
Paul said that law of sin is in my members. Well, I'm not going to take my members with me.
保罗说，罪的律在我的肢体里面，但是我不会带着我的肢体去。
I'm going to leave them here.
我会把这肢体留在这里。
And I'm going there.
我要去那里。
And I'm going to be separated.
我会被分开来了。
And I'm not going to that they aren't going to be resurrected either.
那天那个肢体也不会再复活。
They're going to rot.
那个肢体会腐朽的，会结束的。
But I'm not going to.
但是我不会。
He's going to separate us from our sin.
他会使我们跟罪分开来。
And then, I want to go over to Luke.
然后我们要来看路加福音。
Again, what the angel said.
也是来看天使所说的话。
Continues in the book of Luke.
在路加福音里面有继续讲。
And the second chapter.
路加福音第二章。
No, the first chapter. I'm sorry.
对不起，是第一章。
And we'll read verse 30.
我们来看第三十节。
To 33.
三十节一直读到三十三节。三十节，天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。 你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他祖大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
Now the angel's talking again to Mary this time.
天使又在说话了，这次是跟玛利亚说。
Talk to angel, to Moses, I mean to Joseph in a dream.
他在梦里面跟约瑟说话。
But now it's not a dream.
但现在不是个梦。
He's saying,
他说，
Don't fear, Mary.
玛利亚，不要怕。
You're going to bring forth a baby.
你要生一个孩子。
A little boy.
是一个男孩。
You're going to call his name Jesus.
你要称他的名为耶稣。
Then it says,
然后他说，
He's going to be great.
他要为大。
And they call him,
会称他为
the Son of the Highest.
至高者的儿子。
Now, what do you think is the highest?
你认为至高者是什么？
Well, the president's higher than we are, isn't he?
总统比我们高，对不对？
And kings were higher than presidents.
国王比总统高，对不对？
Presidents have to be controlled by a congress, but kings don't have a congress.
总统必须受国会的控制，但是国王的话没有国会。
And then there's angels.
还有天使。
And there's devils.
还有魔鬼。
And there's big angels and little angels.
有大天使，有小天使。
And little ones and big ones.
还有小的大的。
But he's going to be the son of the highest.
但是他会为被称为最高至高者的儿子。
Higher than all others.
比任何一切都要高。
Way, 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 high as you want to think is still higher.
那个高是非常非常高，比你所想象的最高还要高。
The highest means there's nothing any higher.
最高的意思是没有比他更高的。
That's the top.
那是在顶上的。
He's going to be the son of the highest.
他是会是至高者的儿子。
Sometimes he's called the most high.
有时候被称为至高最高的。
Sometimes when we've had to be dealing with the people who are possessed with an evil spirit.
有时候当我们处理一些被鬼附的人。
And I've been present many times.
我曾经许多次都在场。
And when they speak,The devil speak.
当魔鬼说话的时候，
They only call us by one name.
他们叫我们只有一个名字。
They have no other names.
他们没有其他的名字。
They don't call you John Henry.
他不会称你约翰亨利。
They don't call you Cecilia.
也不会叫你 Cecilia.
They just have one name.
只有一个名字。
A son or a daughter.Of the Most High.
就是至高者的儿子或女儿。
That's how we are known.
魔鬼知道我们就是这样子。
Hijo del Altísimo, Spanish.
在西班牙文是那样念的。
Son of the Highest.
至高者的儿子。
You're one that's been born of God.
你是已经由神生的。
We know you.
我们认识你。
What's my name?
我的名字是什么？
You only have one word.
不会说一句话。
You're a daughter of the highest.
那个邪灵只会说你是至高者的儿子或女儿。
Born of God.
是由神生的。
You may not know it.
你自己或许不晓得。
Every born again Christian is well known in the other world.
但是每一个重生的基督徒在另外一个世界都是很有名的。
But God uses your name, He gives you names, but the devil doesn't.
神给你名字，但是魔鬼没有给你名字。
Because he doesn't know your name.
因为他不晓得你的名字。
They're secret.
这是秘密的。
But he knows who you are.
但是他知道你是谁。
So he calls you the son or the daughter of the highest.
所以他就称你为至高者的儿子或女儿。
And this is the first one, and the angel called him.
这是第一个，天使这样称他。
Because he's a firstborn among many brothers and sisters.
因为他是在许多的弟兄姐妹中做头生的。
We read that in Hebrews.
我们在希伯来书有这样读到。
So he says, he shall be called the son of the highest.
所以说他被称为至高者的儿子。
And that's way up there.
这是在上面很高的地方。
Born of a virgin, born of a woman.
由童女由女人所生。
But the son of the highest.
是至高者的儿子。
And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David.
主神要把他祖大卫的位给他。
In other words.
换句话说。
The day is going to come when he's going to be king over this earth.
将来有一天他会做全地的王。
Remember God gave David the throne over all the nations around where God said they would rule.
记不记得大卫说，那神告诉大卫说他会掌管他周围所有的国家。
When God gave the dimensions for for his people to Abraham way back there.
在很久以前，神告诉他的百姓亚伯拉罕。
David ruled over that.
那大卫就掌管了那个地。
He's going to give you the throne of his father David.
他要把他祖大卫的位给他。
And then,
然后。
He shall reign.
他要做王。
I like that.
我喜欢这个。
He shall reign.
他要做王。
Over the house of Jacob.
做雅各家的王。
I like that.
我喜欢这个。
He didn't say over the house of Israel.
他没有说做以色列家的王。
He said over the house of Jacob.
他说的是做雅各家的王。
God uses those two names very carefully. If you want to search out something interesting, you watch those names.
神用这两个名字用得非常的小心。如果你想要研读的话，你就可以去查考。
Jacob means the wrong part of our nature.
雅各的意思是我们性情的那个错的部分。
The sinful part of us.
就是我们有罪的那个部分。
Jacob means a cheater.
雅各的意思是欺骗者。
Jacob cheated his own brother.
雅各骗了自己的兄弟。
It means that part of our nature which is against God.
这意思就是指我们性情当中那一部分与神为敌的。
Israel means the overcomer.
以色列的意思是得胜者。
The one that has overcome with God.
就是在已经胜过神的那一位。
Judah means praise.
犹大的意思是赞美。
He didn't say over the house of Israel.
他没有说要做以色列家的王。
He didn't say he would reign over the house of Judah.
也没有说他要做犹大家的王。
He reigned over the house of Jacob.
他是说要做雅各家的王。
In other words, he's going to bring us under his dominion.
换句话说，他要把我们带到他的辖区之下。
So not only we are inside, we are new creatures in Christ Jesus.
是我们不只是里面，在耶稣基督里面成为新造的人。
But little by little, outside, we begin to act like it.
而且渐渐的，我们外在的表现也会像是一个新造的人。
He begins to take dominion over it.
他开始就管辖我们。
Now David didn't take dominion all at once.
大卫并没有一次就管辖了所有的地方。
First were the Philistines.
首先是非利士人。
Then were the Ammonites.
然后是亚兰人。
Then were the Syrians.
然后是亚兰人。
And war after war and battle after battle.
然后战争一个接一个。
So they all came under his dominion.
直到那些所有都渐渐地归于他的管辖。
Within several years.
这花了他几年的时间。
And we read that the house of Saul, that's our flesh nature.
我们读到扫罗家，扫罗家就代表我们肉体的性情。
Got weaker and weaker.
日渐衰弱。
But the house of David
但是大卫家
got stronger and stronger.
却日渐强壮兴
盛。Well, let's read that.
我们来读那个。
That's in Samuel.
那在撒母耳记。
Second Samuel.
撒母耳记下，记下第三章第一节。我们来看，扫罗家和大卫家征战许久，大卫家日渐强盛，扫罗家日渐衰弱。
As time went on.
随着时间的过去
David got stronger and stronger.
大卫越来越强
And his enemies got weaker and weaker.
他的敌人越来越弱
And that's what Jesus is going to do.
这就是耶稣要做的事情
He's going to rule over the house of Jacob.
他要掌管雅各家
In your life, he's going to get stronger and stronger.
在你的生命中他会越来越强
And all that natural rebellions and reactions and whatever thing comes out of itEvil and lustings and all kinds of things.
那些天生的不好的东西，悖逆，还有贪欲，那些东西。
They're going to get weaker and weaker and weaker.
他说这些东西会越来越弱，越来越弱。
Because he's going to rule over them.
因为他会做王，掌管这一切。
That's why he used the word Jacob.
这就是为什么他用雅各这个名字。
That's what he meant.
这就是他的意思。
And so that's what he was came to do.
所以这就是他来要做的事情。
He's going to rule over the house of Jacob.
他要做雅各家的王。
And it's not a kingdom is going to end.
他的国位永远没有穷尽。
Going to be a long time.
会是很长的时间。
It's going to be forever, and his kingdom there should be no end.
事实上，他是直到永远，他的国没有穷尽。
That's why we celebrate this day. There's such a wonderful person.
这就是为什么我们庆祝这个日子，因为他是这么奇妙。
He's God himself.
他是神自己。
He's the Son of the Highest.
他是至高者的儿子。
And he came in a miracle way.
他用一种神奇的方式来到。
And we know about his history.
我们知道他的历史。
Know how he lived and died.
知道他怎么样生下来，怎么样死。
And rose again.
又复活了。
And then went to heaven and sent us the Holy Spirit.
然后他到天上将圣灵差遣来，这些我们都知道。
But it all came because he was born.
但是这一切之所以会发生，是因为他生下来。
It all came because he loved us so much.
这一切会发生，是因为他这么爱我们。
That he came to live with us.
所以他来跟我们住在一起。
Save us.
拯救我们。
To rule over us.
来掌管我们。
To change us.
改变我们。
To establish a kingdom.
建立一个王国
The kingdom shall never end.
那国是永远没有穷尽的
That's why we celebrate this day.
这就是为什么我们庆祝这个日子
This is a wonderful day.
这是一个很奇妙的日子
Because it's a great celebration of something that really, really happened.
因为这个庆祝的是一件真正真正发生的事情
And more his kingdom is getting bigger and bigger.
他的国越来越大越来越大
The church of Jesus Christ all over the world.
耶稣基督在世界的教会
Oh, it has many millions of members.
有千千万万的人。
It has over 100 million members in China alone.
光是在中国就有一亿多人。
About 120 million in China.
差不多有一亿两千万人。
And that's just one nation.
只是一个国家。
And there's tens of millions in India.
还有在印度。
Oh, there's big churches in Africa.
还在非洲也有很大的教会。
I have a picture at home.
我家里有一张照片
of a big service in South Africa
是在南美的一场很大的聚会里面
and in this picture
在这个照片中
there are 500,000 people
有50万人
it's a big long picture
是一张很长的照片
and it just looks like you can't believe there's so many people
你没有办法相信有这么多人
going to a church service
去参加一个教会的聚会
and later there's over 1 million in that service
后来在那个聚会里面超过100万人
but I don't have that picture but I was going to 500,000
但是那张照片我没有我的照片里面只有50万人
in other words his kingdom is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger
换句话说他的国越来越大
that's what the angel said
越来越大越来越大那就是天使所说的
that's what the angel said
那是天使说的
he shall save his people from their sin
他要救他的百姓脱离自己的罪
he shall ascend the throne of David
他要坐在大卫的宝座上
to rule.
他要做王
He's going to reign.
他要掌权
and his kingdom is going to grow,
他的国会增长
and grow and get stronger and stronger and stronger
越来越强盛越来越强盛
and the kingdom of Saul
扫罗的王国
get weaker and weaker and weaker
会越来越衰弱越来越弱
until the Bible tells us
而圣经告诉我们
The day is going to come
将来会有一天
When he's going to take over the whole world
他会掌管全世界
And he's going to come back
他会再回来
And he's going to sit on the throne
他要坐在宝座上
And everybody is going to be righteous
每一个人都会是公义的
Everybody is going You're not going to have Let's think a minute We won't have any police stations
我们想想我们不会有警察局
or any jails
也不会有监狱
or any hospitals
也不会有医院
I guess there won't be any courthouses
我想也不会有法庭
or judges
也不会有法官
none of those things
这类的事情
might have put a lot of lawyers out of work won't it
或许也会使很多律师失业了
because he's going to reign in righteousness
因为他会凭公义掌权
he's going to getFill the whole earth.
这公义会充满全地。
That's why we celebrate this day.
这就是为什么我们庆贺这个日子。
That's why it means so much to earth.
这就是为什么这对地球来讲这么有意义。
That's why the angels came and sang to earth.
这就是为什么天使来对地球歌唱。
Time after time, the scriptures say, "Hear, O earth."
这就是为什么一次一次圣经说全地啊当听。
Hear everybody.
换句话说，每一个人都当听。
The creator's at work.
创造主在工作
He hasn't stopped.
他没有停止
He's bringing it forth, bringing it forth, bringing it forth
他渐渐地做成渐渐做成
We say, well, God, I wish you'd hurry
我们会说神啊我真希望你快一点
Well, he probably is hurrying
或许他正在加速
I mean, Peter tells us 1,000 years is as one day
彼得告诉我们千年如一日
And one day with God is like 1,000 years
而一日对神来讲如千年
So when you choose God's clock, God's timetable.
所以当你看着神的钟，神的时间表。
He was born only 2 days ago.
他只是两天前生的。
So I think maybe he might be hurrying.
所以我想，或许神正在加速。
It just seems slow to us.
只是对我们来讲看起来很慢。
Because our life is so short.
因为我们的生命这么短暂。
But his is long.
但是他有一切。
But nevertheless, what angel said is being fulfilled.
不管怎么样，天使所说的话已经实现了。
It's happening every day.
每天都发生。
And that's why I get so, how shall I say, I get reminded and feel so good about Christmas.
这就是为什么当我想起圣诞节的时候、
oh, part, I hate that.
我觉得很好、我讲的不是商业的那一部分、
But、
那个我很痛恨
means,
但是我讲的是圣诞节的意义
One little baby was born.
有一个小婴儿诞生了
Changed the whole world.
他改变了全世界
and when we write a letter
当我们写信的时候
We put a date on it.
我们上面写个日期
What is that date?
那个日期是什么
1996 Almost 1997
然后1997
What does it mean?
这什么意思呢
That many years after Jesus was born
就是在耶稣诞生之后那么多年
And all of the what we call the Western world the civilized world
我们所称的整个的西方世界文明的世界
Dates their letters and their documents and their government documents and everything important.
在他们的信件还有政府的文件任何重要的东西上面
From the day that Jesus was born.
他们的日期都是从耶稣诞生的日开始。即使他们不相信。
It doesn't make a difference. They still use the date.
但是没有什么差别，他们仍然用那样子的日期。
Because something so wonderful happened that day.
因为那一天有很奇妙的事情发生了。
So tremendous.
很了不起的事情
A little boy was born
有一个小男孩诞生
He was the son of the highest
但是他是至高者的儿子
And he came to save
他来要拯救
And to bring forth righteousness by ruling over the house of Jacob
而且他要做雅各家的王带来
公义 And the day will come there won't be one Jacob left that's not ruled over
将来有一天不会剩下任何一个雅各是没有被掌管的
And righteousness will rule
公义会掌权
I like Christmas.
我喜欢圣诞节。
I trust you do.
我希望你也喜欢。
I trust it becomes more meaningful for you as time goes on.
我希望随着时间的过去，这对你来说会变得更有意义。
And you realize that something so extraordinary happened.
你会明白有这么不寻常的事情发生了。
No wonder the angels came to earth.
难怪天使来到地上。
No wonder they sang a song.
难怪他们唱一首歌。
No wonder they sang hallelujahs, hosannas.
难怪他们唱哈利路亚和塞纳
Because until this day
因为今日
In the city of David
在大卫城
A baby is born
有一婴儿降生了
But what a baby
但是那是怎么样的婴儿啊
What a baby
那是怎么样的婴儿啊
What a God
何等奇妙的神
So Lord Jesus I thank you so much for coming
所以主耶稣我真是感谢你来了
You chose to come
你选择要来的
You chose to come as a tiny helpless baby
你选择要成为一个无助的小婴儿来到
Once we all were helpless babies
我们都曾经是无助的小婴儿
But we didn't choose that
但是那不是我们自己选择的
If we had that choice we wouldn't come as babies we'd come as grown-ups
如果我们能够选择的话我们不会像小婴儿的来到、
oh, yes,
我们会像成人一般的来到
full of wisdom
我们会来的时候充满了智慧
Not have to go through all those stages of growing up
不必经历所有成长的阶段
But you chose to come as a baby
但是你选择以婴儿来到
So that even the youngest children can relate to you
甚至最小的孩子都能够了解你
Even the youngest children can come and look in the manger
甚至最小的婴儿都能够来看着马槽
And see baby eyes so full of love
看到那充满了爱的婴儿的眼睛
And he's the son of the highest.
他是至高者的儿子。
Father, I thank you for coming.
父，我谢谢你来。
I thank you so much for coming.
我非常感谢你来。
And I pray, Father, for everyone here that day will come to have a special meaning as time goes on, more and more.
父，我为这里的每一位祈求，愿这个日子对他们来讲越来越有意义。
They will rejoice in it.
他们会在当中欢喜。
And they will be thrilled with it.
在这个日子会非常的兴奋
And they shall know that every blessing we receive comes because a baby was born
他们将知道我们所得着的每一个祝福都是因为这位婴儿降生了
came to close the gates of hell
他来关了地狱的门
came to bind up and overcome death
他来胜过了死亡捆绑了死
came to open up the pearly gates of heaven
他来开了天上的珍珠门
came to make earth a paradise instead of a hell
他来使世上成为乐园而不是地狱。
And earth shall yet be a paradise.
世界仍然会成为乐园。
And it won't be long.
不久了。
Oh, I thank you so much.
我非常感谢你。
I thank you for Christmas.
我为了圣诞节感谢你。
I thank you for a baby that was born.
我为了降生的婴儿感谢你。
The Son of the Highest,
至高者的儿子，
a Savior who is Christ the Lord,
就是救主，主基督。
I thank you, Lord.
主，我感谢你。